call the meeting to order. Apologize for the late start. I'm just trying to take care of some business.
Oh, it's great. I was on time for once.
It's 30 minutes late every time for Michael's benefit. Welcome, everybody, and happy, healthy new year to all of you. I open my agenda here. I particularly want to welcome our newest commissioner. Pronounce your last name for me.
Nemete.
Very nice. Welcome to the Orange County Human Relations Commission, Doctor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you find your way to the commission here.
Okay. I am a nurse. I am and a researcher. I am currently the dean of the University of California Irvine School of Nursing, Sue and Bill Gross, to be exact. I've been in Irvine just for 2 years. Arrived in 2017, and my research, both in rural India as well as in Los Angeles, Skid Row, has all been about vulnerable groups that really need help and support, and is something that I have a passion for.
Beautiful. And you say you're the dean of the UCI Nursing School?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're really honored to have you, and welcome you here as well.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, item number 2 is monthly summary of commission activities.
And Jenny is not feeling well, so I'm happy to do it. Unfortunately, Juan, our other employee, while Norma is on maternity leave, and Joyce, the staff we have for Social Human Relations Commission, has taken another position. So Joyce is running the show by herself. You can see she's tired. But she's working very, very hard. And so, but this is reflective, of course, of last month. And you can see we're already doing well halfway through the year here on personal meetings, the police community relations, community outreach, hate crime, and so forth and so on. It looks like we had 2 Tustin PD interactions. The hate crime meeting took place at the beginning of the month, which you heard about at the last commission meeting. And we are active, of course, in meeting on the bylaws, which I'll report to you a little bit later. But very active. Joyce, hang in there. You have lots of support here,
yes.
Also from the council, getting a lot of support, I know, as well. So, Allie, thank you for dedicating some time and effort to support the commission.
Okay. Next one is open forum, and I have not received any requests.
Is there anybody who would like to speak? Anybody from the public that would like to speak? Excellent. We'll come around. We'll just speak. That's okay. Great, seeing none.
Okay.
We'll move on.
Item number 3, discuss and approve commission statement in response to Tree of Life Synagogue shooting submitted by OC Community Resources to initiate county approval.
So, as you might recall, October 27th was a pretty horrific day in our nation when the synagogue in Pittsburgh was attacked, and we wanted to come out with a statement. Unfortunately, we did not have a quorum on a week later, on November 8th, or in December. You have a quorum here. I don't see the statement in the packet here, though. And the only reason to approve the statement, of course, would just be for historical purposes. So it's in the file that we were on record. Maybe we could pull it up. Is somebody has a problem with something? Would you mind? Thank you so much. It'll probably be in the November packet. We are working in the bylaws committee to be able to speak contemporaneously with events that are happening in our world. It's going to be several months before we get to a place where we're able to actually do that. I'm on record just saying it's a little embarrassing to make a statement in January of an event that took place in October, but there are a lot of hoops to jump through when you're working in the county system, making sure we jump through them properly, and then also figure out a system that will work for us that will allow the commission really to do its work when a hate crime occurs, and we are the go-to people. Is that it right there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you like to see it, or would you like one of us to just read it for the group?
Yes,
can I just ask, where does the statement go once approved?
In the file.
Does it get disseminated?
It would if it were in, you know, the day after the event, we would go to the register, we'd make a press release, we'd do any number of things, which we're sort of discussing about how to do that, because in the structure that exists now, the Board of Supervisors essentially needs to approve anything we do, that unless we have prior approval that says we are granting the chair and the vice chair or the commission to make statements that have to do with hate crime. So really, my opinion, and then we'll open it up after Ellie reads it, is the only reason to do this now, otherwise we should table it or just take it off the agenda, is just for historical purposes, so that we're all correct. Ellie, would you please read?
Sure. So the Orange County Human Relations Commission stands in solidarity with the Jewish community and with the victims of the October 27th shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. We find ourselves grieving with the families who have lost loved ones and who are impacted by this act of hate. As leaders of our community, we are horrified that this vicious action resulted in loss of life, especially in the sacred sanctuary of a house of worship. Our commission vehemently stands against this type of heinous crime and decries all acts of hate that target human beings because of their religion, race, national origin, ethnicity, disability, age, gender, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status, or marital status. According to the 2017 hate crime report, 56 hate crimes and 94 hate incidents were reported countywide in 2017. For the third straight year, hate crimes and hate incidents continue to escalate in Orange County. The commission will continue to lead and support efforts to create awareness and understanding to engender tolerance and compassion and to mitigate hate in our diverse communities. If you would like to request a presentation or learn more about our work, contact so-and-so, and then the blurb on about the commission.
Excellent. Comments, thoughts, questions?
I would just point out and go on the record as also supporting Rabbi Rick that we really do need to develop a method of reacting in a timely fashion.
Anybody else?
I would propose that they give permission to let statements out without having to go through the board for approval.
You would be with the majority, probably, of the commissioners. We're figuring that out, and I would explain that when I talk about the bylaws, because we sort of wrapped everything that all those issues into one regular ad hoc committee that we'll work on. Do you want to say something there?
No, I was just going to say that the wheels of government frequently
move slow. Yes, that's true. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of accepting the statement for historical purposes, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? So, statement passes.
The statement passes to the next step.
To the next step. Thank you. To be submitted to OC Community Resources to initiate county approval.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you for that correction. Number of things sort of need to be approved just for government purposes. And the next thing is
Item 4 is review and approve 2019 Human Relations Commission meeting calendar.
Yes. So I have that here. And essentially it's the second Thursday of the month at 11 o'clock. I want to thank Joyce for telephoning each commissioner just to remind them of the change of location. I'm not sure why we had a change of location. Usually means the commission room is being used.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I propose that it be used every second Thursday so we can come here. Thank you. That's an unofficial motion. Any discussion about the calendar?
I would point out my parents' 50th anniversary is on Valentine's Day, so I will be out of town.
Thank you. Very nice. Congratulations, absolutely.
Congrats to them. I probably didn't help things. It's not an easy child.
Good. Any other discussion?
We had a discussion earlier about the venue. Is that something that's going to go after this approval?
The
calendar itself?
No, this is approving that the venue will be at the Hall of Justice, Hall of Administration. Could be at the Hall of Justice. How far I go today? No, the Hall of Administration, unless otherwise informed. Like today, the commission room that we meet in has been was reserved for some reason, and we couldn't use it, so we were put here, which is great for all of us.
I might add, the location is determined by the bylaws. The bylaws dictate the location.
Right.
So we're not approving anything, any location change today.
Location change.
The bylaws allow the location to be changed if and only if the Hall of Administration is not available.
Right. So right now we're locked into the Hall of Administration unless it's not available. Also part of the bylaws conversation will be time and location of our meetings, so that they are more accessible, so that the public can show up at a time that's more convenient to them, so forth and so on. We're wrapping in all these things that really need much higher approval than we can give to make happen. Carrie?
Oh, I was just going to say something facetious. I was going to say maybe we could find a way for that room to be occupied all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
I just wanted to know on the bylaws, since I'm coming new, looks like there's been some effort to change the bylaws that govern our actions.
Yes.
And is there something that is circulated that we can familiarize ourselves, or what changes are being proposed?
Let's take a vote on this, and then that's the next item.
Okay.
Can we do that? Good. So all those in favor of accepting the calendar as...
Remember to ask for a motion and a second first, though.
That's what I wanted to do, absolutely. Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Reynolds. Seconded by Commissioner Reynolds.
No relation.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? The motion carries.
Okay, item number 5, review, discuss, and approve draft 2018-19 Commission Marketing Plan to be submitted to the OC Board of Supervisors for final approval.
Yes. So this again is another house cleaning item. If I understand correctly, the marketing plan is more than the marketing plan. It is a whole number of different things that we were going to do individually. As a commission. But since we're supervised by the Orange County Community Resources Department, they have allowed us to be part of their much greater submission to the Board of Supervisors, which is, in my opinion, beneficial because it is lumped in with a number of other commissions like this and other things like this. And so this vote is to simply say that we are not going to do an individualized one, we're going to do it with OCC. Renee, do you want to add to that explanation?
No, it's a routine item. We take it to the board every April, May, and it includes all of OCCR. We specifically have one for OCCS, which is a component of OCCR, which covers the Community Relations Commission. So we'll ensure that everything that staff is able to do under the marketing plan, our commissions are authorized to do as well.
Makes sense?
Which is almost a duplicate of what was being proposed initially.
Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I don't think you need to take a motion on this one, right?
I think they just want to close it out.
Okay. Okay,
so
go ahead.
Close? Oh, okay, let's make a motion. Who would like to move? Mr. Farid moves. A second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? And any abstentions? Okay. Jimmy, I'd like to go to item 8 if we can.
Sure. Item number 8, update on ad hoc committee meeting to discuss bylaws for commission statements, media, press conference policies, and procedures.
Good. So as of last month, we moved to item 8. We established an ad hoc committee with me and Michael and staff and also Renee and Attorney Gomez from the county council office to help us think broader how to be much more effective at our work through changing our bylaws. We've been changing our bylaws for about 18 months because there historically have been significant changes in the commission over that period of time. And we know a lot more now that we're putting into this, which will be a monthly meeting over the next 5 or 6 months to get us to the place where we want to be. So Renee, I'd like to ask you to speak about our meeting last month and sort of just the overall picture, particularly for several new commissioners who are here, give them a broad perspective of where we are and what we're trying to achieve.
Sure.
And introduce yourself and your role.
Sure. So Renee Ramirez, Director of OC Community Services. So yes, we did meet. We talked about the bylaws at great length. There were a couple of things we wanted to address. The ad hoc committee previously had met with Supervisor at the time, Chairman Doe, to express some concerns, including the time, the location, press releases, and then there were some inconsistencies within the bylaws themselves that we wanted to clarify. So for those of you that don't know, this is Gomez. She is our new county council, appointed just about 30 days to us. So she has been assisting and getting up to speed on where we stand, where we background, where we stand, where we want to go. And so I think she has good understanding as well. We know what the concerns are, and that was really the basis for the first meeting, was to kind of go through where do we want to fine-tune and what do we want to suggest. And then in addition to Gomez, at the county level, has been charged with reviewing all county. I think you had mentioned a third one.
I'm not sure right now exactly, but I think there are about 80 different committees and commissions that are created by the board or operate under the Board of Supervisors of County Board.
And recently, while he was the chairman, Chairman Doe directed County Council and MLS has been assigned the task to review all 85 county commissions, councils, bylaws, and to try to develop a more boilerplate template that we could all use. It's really difficult, to give you an example, when we change any bylaws, regardless of the commission or committee, and they're constantly having to re-review them, like when do they meet? Do they meet monthly, quarterly, at night, during the day, on county property, outside of county property? And you'd just like to have at least the template, you know, more structured, and then obviously each commission is going to need to have some of their own information included. But the basic structure, the goal is to have something for the county to use as a whole.
I just want to add, with permission, and just add a slight thing, that we are waiting for more instruction because I need to be more aware of what exactly Supervisor also intended, so I'm waiting for more instruction on that as well with respect to exactly
So a strategic choice has been made that instead of pushing the envelope this month and next month to get the location changed, that we want to be part of this sort of greater movement and directive from the chair of the Board of Supervisors. Who's the chair now?
But we also recognize Supervisor Bartlett.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
And Supervisor Steele is the vice chair.
Okay, great.
So we also realize that it's time sensitive, so we're going to continue to move down the path and suggest these changes. Because, as Gomez said, there's still some direction that has to be given. And with 85 councils, I don't know that they're going to be advised in a timely manner. But just know that later down the path, that could play into anything that we've changed more recently.
And so that is to suggest, I think you told me May would be the earliest.
For us to take our bylaw changes.
Us to take our bylaw
changes. But Gomez will definitely not be at that point.
Right. But I guess my point is, if we think there's going to be immediate change in time and location, we're at the very earliest looking at May and probably sometime thereafter.
And one of the reasons we're looking at May is because the marketing plan plays into this. The marketing plan won't be approved until April, and so in the bylaws we want to be able to reference that marketing plan. So if we take it now, there's nothing that prohibits us from taking these suggested changes of the bylaws sooner, but we'd have to go back
in a month or two to clarify the marketing plan when it's approved in April. So
one of the tensions, for example, is this is the Orange County Human Relations Commission, which part of our, I think, duty is to give voice to those who don't have voice. So 11 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon doesn't give a lot of opportunity for somebody in a position who's working, who wants the commission's support to even be heard, to get here to be heard. So we used to have our commission meetings at 7 at night. But at that time, the county clerk wasn't required to be here, and it was the requirements have changed over the last year or two. So, I mean, the county clerk works 9 to 5, so how do you balance that? And would they approve overtime? And if they do it for our commission, would they do it for the 84 other commissions?
Yeah.
And there are a lot of issues that are way beyond our pay grade, right?
Well, and it's time and a half times 85,
it,
right?
Exactly.
Yes.
I don't know if the Jamie would mind that, but time and a half is good. But the point is, for us to really do our work effectively, we need some of these changes. So is there a compromise? Is there a 4 o'clock or a 4:30? And then just have a hard stop at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, and so there will always be an hour of extra time, but not a ton of extra time. And these are kind of the discussions that are going on, because, you know, I'll just speak for myself. I mean, I feel handcuffed in a lot of ways through no fault of the CR. It's just the system in which we're working, and you know, for whatever the reasons may be, it wasn't always that way, and tried to bring the commission much more into the county family. Then sort of this quasi-independent group. And, you know, if you're going to have the county seal, then that has to mean something, and you have to be part of that bigger system. And our job, from my perspective, is to show the value of what we can do. It's hard to show the value of what you can do if you're not allowed to do what you're mandated to do. So, but I do think, at least in our meeting with Chairman Doe, what was that, in November, he was very positive about our work and the things that we're about. And just to review the three things that we do, really, our report, hate crime, and try our best to prevent it and educate people about it, police community relations, and conflict resolution. Those are really the three areas that our staff are certainly experts on, and we are on some level as well. So, please.
I think there was some very positive and productive discussion about meeting at a different location to a change of venue. So I think that the board supervisors are amenable to looking at that.
In fact, so much so that, Renee, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not even required to be a county building that we need to be in.
Right.
So a building that closes at 5 o'clock in the county, you could find other venues that might be amenable. So that's one idea we're tossing around as well.
The chief volunteered as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
Yeah.
Any other questions about item 8? Does that help for me? Give a better context?
Yeah, absolutely. The only other thing I was asking, maybe there's online somewhere just to review.
The bylaws?
Yeah.
We can get that to you. We'll send the bylaws as they are. We should send that to the whole commission. And then, let's do that as they stand. And if you have input on them, please do not hesitate. Just at our last meeting, we looked at Article 6, Article 9, Article 14. And so it is an active, fluid document, but you should have it as it is, stands right now. That would be really helpful for everybody to be familiar with it. Okay. Any other questions about that item? I think it's a really important item. It's going to be, for the next 6 months, something we're talking about actively.
What about the marketing plan? Can we take a look at that, Jason?
Sure, but it's going to be rolled into OCCR, but yeah.
Yes. So you can take a look at the current marketing plan and just know that we're going to add this body to the existing marketing plan. We don't have any other changes to this time other than the authority to allow.
Is it online?
I'll send it.
Okay, thank you.
And is essentially the marketing plan the same as the contract? Is that?
No.
That's a different.
No, so we can get the marketing plan out to the entire board.
Okay.
It's essentially what a duplicate of what you created for discussion and approval.
HRC marketing plan.
Is that this one?
Yes. So it's essentially the same thing. But you can see the entire, it's a department marketing plan. And so our department consists of animal care, homeless, veterans, seniors, libraries, and parks. And so it's a comprehensive plan. But you'll be included under the OCC.
Not terribly specific.
Identical to what you were proposing.
Yeah. Speaking of marketing plans, let's move back to item six.
Okay, item number six, recommend the county through Human Relations Commission co-sponsor the Silk Road Unity Festival, and I'm told we do have one speaker.
Yes, absolutely. So, Frank, did you want to introduce this and then
call upon the speaker?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Pleasure, Chair. This is something that at the last meeting I had brought it up to the commission and the people in attendance. This is the annual, second annual, I should say, Silk Road Unity Festival that is being held at the Rupert Community Center in Anaheim. Last year we had over 500 plus attendees of different backgrounds in the community. We had a presentation by about maybe 15 or more organizations representing from the trade route, the Silk Road, if you will, from China all the way to Central Asia, Persia, the current Iran, and the subcontinent, India, Pakistan, and what have you. And basically, those performances, dances, calligraphy, art, exhibits, food from these different places. So people have a taste of it, but also have awareness. There were kids that were doing ceramic tiles, learning about different things. So it was a very engaging kind of an event, very well received. We hope to build upon it. So this year it's happening on March 31st. And there are different partners. So obviously the city of Anaheim itself. Last year we did have Orange County Human Relations Commissions on our flyer. So when I brought this, hold on a second, how did this happen? So one thing led to another. Here we are today to formalize and hopefully get an approval from the Board of Supervisors. And therefore, we have in attendance Matt from the McIntyre Cultural Center, that are the primary lead organization. UHRC and others are part of this effort as well. So, with your permission, Mr. Chairman, can I please have Matt, if you can speak a little bit more to this and why we want the commission to be part of it and help us.
Sure.
Not financially, but more in terms of support.
Before he speaks, may I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
What is required to be a partner for this event's partner meeting?
Well, basically, all the names that you see here, the nonprofits besides the city, which is giving us a space for free,
right?
So they're providing all the amenities and the security and cleanup and all that at the community center.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't pay anything for the hosting the festival. The others bring in whatever resources, so like the Chinese Cultural or the Pakistan Arts Council and on, they would bring in their performers, their art, whatever that is displayed.
So
there's really no fee. We don't charge a fee to the audience.
Okay.
It's a totally open, anybody can come. The only item for sale is anybody wants to buy some art items or anything that are on sale by the vendors. They pay a fee to have a table that goes to the McIntyre Cultural Center to pay for the cost of the event itself. We have advertising costs, we have audio, visual, all of the other setup that goes with it. So all of that needs to be paid somewhere. And some of the performers are paid a little bit of a token thing.
Small stipends.
But I assume that we will participate in some way.
Not financially. I mean, we'll take the money if it's there, if the budget is there.
It's an endorsement.
Yeah,
okay.
Just an endorsement. There's a name and endorsement. And the purpose of your diversity, inclusion, things that we are standing for to kind of remove your biases, hate, and misunderstanding.
But I'm assuming we could have a table there or something.
We could have a table.
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. So that would be a positive thing to have the commission's representation there. So people know the resource and where they can go to. So that's the whole idea.
I just want to make sure there wasn't any problems since we have a zero trade.
And we are fully aware of that. So
sir.
Please go ahead.
Well, thank you. We had a great success last year, due in no small part to your esteemed commissioner, Mr. Farooqi, who was very involved in the organization of the event. We would, of course, welcome a table from the Orange County Community Relations Commission. We feel that this event is very much in line with the mission of the commission. It was conceived several years ago. We were trying to come up with some sort of event that would include a large number of cultures, because Orange County is so multicultural. At the same time, there are many people who don't have much contact with many of these cultures, and we were trying to find some way to work in our general geographic area. We're actually located in Fullerton, but we liked Anaheim because it has, of course, a growing Middle Eastern population and many other populations there. And so we thought the Brookhurst Community Center was a very nice fit because, in a sense, it's not the place where people were used to seeing such a thing. And so we were hoping to get many of the people in the surrounding area who may not have had exposure to, say, Syrian ice cream, which proved to be quite popular. I'm sorry, Turkish ice cream. We had other representatives from the Syrian community there. We had Anatolian dancers. We had calligraphy from different cultures. We had Indian water painting. We had incredible films that were shown, film screenings. Very high participation on children's art activities. And it was just a very wonderful afternoon. It was one of those events you build up to with some hesitation because of being the first one, we didn't know quite what was going to happen. And we came away just feeling really nice. So we're hoping that Orange County Population may choose to endorse it. And indeed, please be present at it if you're available to do so. It is on the 31st of March. Financing is provided by private donors and by the Orange County Community Foundation. As we move into our second year, of course, we're looking to diversify our funding. And I think as we prove to be a success in coming years, we will we'll probably achieve that. And I'm here to answer any questions that might be, the commission might have about it.
Thank you. I have a question. Do you know the date for next year?
I don't think we've set one. No.
We're meeting next week and we'll determine that.
Please let us know as soon as possible.
Yes. Certainly.
I make a motion that we become an event partner.
Okay. Before we entertain that motion, if I take a second, I'm going to call upon Renee to tell us the protocol of how we can do this easily and how we might do it now.
Sure. So you can recommend to staff, you have the ability to recommend to staff that we get it approved by the county through our master events calendar. So I can take that to the Board of Supervisors and ask that they authorize the Human Relations Commission and Council to endorse.
I see. All of these people have already been endorsed.
But a better way to do it in the future is annually, usually in May, we have the opportunity to compile a list of all events we anticipate sponsoring throughout the year and include them on a county master list. And each department does that, and there's one agenda item taken to the Board of Supervisors that includes everything. And I tend to suggest to my staff that we include everything we might participate in because if we decide not to participate at a later date, it's just solely removed from the list. But if we don't include it, then we need to go through this additional process.
Right. And this is, to me, a great role for commissioners to play. You're all representing some communities and populations and things of that nature. Go to your people, to whatever your city councils or your organizations, and just get what you think is appropriate, and then we'll go through it as a commission, and then we'll submit it to OCCR for, and that happens in?
Usually May.
May.
So
over the next few months, I would really highly encourage you to look forward in the next year and see what it is that we can do that we can put under this big umbrella. So there's a motion on the floor to ask staff to put this on the events calendar or try and get it approved to the next level. Is there a seconder to the motion?
I'll second that.
Michael Vennell seconds it. Discussion.
Just a follow-up question to Renee.
Yes.
So for this particular, because the timeline is March 31st, for this event.
Yeah. So they do amend the master calendar, and so I can look at the schedule.
answer, but what is the time frame?
I'll have to get back to you on the exact time frame for it. We have the ability through the board process to amend.
To extend it. All right. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? The request is approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for the work that you do.
You can sit through the rest while you can eat if you wish.
I'm afraid I have some things to do. So.
I understand.
Thank you.
Please, yes.
Okay. Item number 7, Commission Staff Report, Hate Crime Network Meeting Overview, and Tustin PD Community Events.
Thank you. So I think that we talked a little bit about the Hate Crime Meeting Network last month. This is a meeting we hold regularly to bring our partners in law enforcement and community together to work on preventing hate crime, but also providing an accurate reporting mechanism. You may know in hate crime work, we strive for accuracy versus sometimes you just come across as just like, we hope more reports come in. So that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure we have accurate reports. And so that's why we partner with all these community agencies and police departments. You heard that we had last month's guest speaker here. Peter Levy also spoke there. At the last month's meeting that you had, CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, also attended and shared sort of like the, let's say, the yin to the yang about, you know, here's how the Jewish community is maybe perceiving the evolution of anti-Semitism in their community, and CARE sort of has a counter perspective to that. So we did invite them to present to you, and they've agreed to come next month. So that's, you know, an information.
Working the presentation?
I haven't heard from them who will attend, but I can confirm that in advance if you'd like. But I've been speaking with both of them back and forth just to try and make sure that we always have a place in the hate crime network where everyone can come to the table, even if global or national politics would put some of us presumably at odds, that working together on reporting hate crime and preventing hate crime locally will always be the first goal that we have in that space, and that we will always provide, you know, hopefully room for dialogue and even disagreement, but that everyone comes to the table in good faith that they're trying to do work for the people of Orange County. If you have any questions on that, let me know, or any of these things, let me know. We also had wrap-up reports on some of our work in Tustin. We also attended the new chief's swearing in last night. I took 2 weeks of vacation, and I'm telling you, it's going to take me 2 weeks to know what day it is. I have really all week not known what's going on. So that was last night. If it helps you all to know, I actually wasn't there, so I'm not forgetting that my body was, that's where Steph was. But I had a chance, because I happened to be a Tustin resident, I had a chance to see the acting chief, and he was really complimentary of work that commission staff has done. They did outreach in their city to let local residents know that what the role and limitations of the police department is. So in other words, Tustin PD does not participate in any immigration enforcement activities. And they wanted to communicate that to our residents after the city council passed a resolution against the California Values Act. So they actually came to us to say, would you help us do outreach? Would you help us bring folks to the community to hear the presentation? So we supported them in that, and the acting chief Blair was very complimentary.
So I'm sorry, Eddie may not know, but Allie is the CEO of the Orange County Human Relations Council, which is a nonprofit that holds the contract.
Yeah, we're contracted
or the
to
commission.
Support, give you staff support.
Yes.
So we have three positions within the nonprofit that are dedicated solely per the bylaws of the commission to support the commission. I am not one of those staff people, but because the executive director, Norma Lopez, is on maternity leave, I was delegated duties in her absence, so I'm filling in. She would normally do this report.
When is your planned return?
I believe April 1st. But when she left, she signed out on our board sometime in 2019.
And Adams, our lower on staff, what is the plan for replacing Juan?
Sure. So just to give you some background information, Juan DiVicencio came on and left, basically before...
It's terrific, too.
Yeah, but I do want you to know that it wasn't us, it was him. His former employer, he worked there basically as a long-term contractor, and when he left, I guess they realized how much they missed him and created a department for him to run. So, and a lot more money than we could offer him. And so, you know, he's got a young family. He made, you know, made the right choices for his family. I just didn't want anyone to think that he came on board and went, oh my gosh, get me out of here. They made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
That's right.
Yes. So
what's the plan for replacing?
So we've already posted the position, and we will hire to replace.
Tell us what the position is, because who knows, we may know somebody.
Sure, so the focus is on police community relations and running the Police Community Reconciliation Program, which is a program that the county put together maybe 10 or 15 years ago to allow residents to have recourse in interactions with local police that they did not find to be favorable. So sort of put bluntly, it's almost like a customer service complaint. We've had people come in and say things like, I know why I got the ticket, but I don't understand why I was treated so poorly, or I think I was profiled. I think I shouldn't have been contacted by police in this case. Can you help me understand why? So we provide a facilitated process, basically a mediation between police departments and residents as they request them. We have, it was started really to support the sheriff's department, but we've had other, we'll do this with any department or any resident that contacts us. And if the officer's not, we can't compel anyone to do it. If the officer's not willing or not available, then sometimes a lieutenant will sit in if it's a case where they can explain police procedure, you know, so.
In the hiring secretary, I'd like to recommend the chief be on the selection committee again, as he was for Juan. I mean, you made a great choice, so let's do it again.
Absolutely. And I should say that the position does say sort of like, as directed by the commission. So we are trying to make sure that whoever applies for the position knows that the county or you as an entity could say, we really want to focus on balloon animals, and so we'll vote on that. Now you have to learn how to make balloon animals, you know, so we put those disclaimers.
It's funny you mentioned that. I wanted to bring up that motion.
Sherry.
Are there requirements for the position?
I assume
you want them to have mediation training, mediation background?
That's definitely a plus, although we provide, the nonprofit provides extensive mediation training.
Right.
So it could be,
it could be
someone who needs training in mediation. But for example, you might have someone that says, well, I'm not in law enforcement anymore, but I had a long career there. I think I could make a good contribution.
Okay.
Would you train me in mediation if I
got it?
You know, so we rarely put an absolute, like you have to or else, you know, but we often look for someone with a bachelor's degree, someone who's got experience in one of the key areas that we're working in, because it's not only mediation, but the dialogue process. So if someone is an experienced facilitator, they might find that a transition into doing mediation would not be too challenging. So
I have someone in mind. That's why I'm asking specific questions. Again, is this a full-time job?
It is, yeah.
Okay, full-time position.
Yeah. And just a reminder, that position is employed by the nonprofit,
right?
But follows the county bylaws in their work.
Okay, thank you.
And is there a job description or something that
can be
circulated?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the geographical area that's covered?
The county of Orange.
How many police departments is that included?
Well, I mean, all the cities have either a department or a chief of police services. It just depends on if they've contracted the sheriff's department. So I think we have 34 cities.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anyone's unincorporated recently. But what we do, for example, is yesterday Joyce went to the police chiefs and sheriff's association meeting. So rather than necessarily going to all 34 departments every month or something like that, you know, we try to meet new chiefs as they come into office or into that position, and we'll go to those gatherings when we can. Chief Hamill is actually, no surprise, a great supporter of, you know, getting us on the agenda, things like that. And then some of the departments call us as needed. So Tustin had great buy-in around doing dialogue work, but we also, for those of you who are new, last year Santa Ana called us to say, we have a new chief. He's very interested in sort of setting out an affirmative agenda around policing in Santa Ana and wants to do that in consultation with the community. We've enjoyed the projects we've done with you before. Would you be able to design a process for us where we can hear from community? So we helped them put together three different events where community was invited. We designed the format for those and helped them collect data from community members so that they could be responsive to what community needs as they do their policing in the city of Santa Ana. So we get things like that that are a surprise. And we like to say that because this work is supported by the County of Orange, we can do those things usually pro bono, you know, because our staff time is already covered. If it's a bigger project and sometimes the nonprofit partners, you know, we're always willing to get paid for that, but not often. Same thing with response to some of other community issues. We always send letters to say, like when Santa Ana High School and Elisa Miguel High School were in conflict, we say, we're not doing this for fee. Call us. We'll be happy to help you. And that's how we are able to respond to some of those issues. So in that case, that was a partnership between both entities because we were working with so many youth. We brought in the youth experts from the council to support.
Good. Any questions for Allie or Joyce?
We'll send the job description. And we'll welcome Chief's participation.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We did item 8.
Mm-hmm. Item number 9, update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff.
Nothing too interesting to report other than the fact that Scorey kind of mentioned that two new members to our association, the new Sheriff Don Barnes, of course, and then Stu Greenberg. And Stu comes to us also from the Sheriff's Department. And so, obviously, Don was sworn in on Monday, and Stu, last night, I was sworn in first. And I just wanted to publicly thank Joyce for coming to the Chiefs meeting yesterday and presenting on the Police Community Reconciliation Program. Thank you for doing that. And certainly, when we have a new person on board, then we can bring a new person to the meeting again. So.
And is it well received, Chief, in that setting, that kind of a program?
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting. I have been searching for the right opportunity to utilize the program. And I know I haven't yet because there's a lot of things that have to kind of align before the program can be successful. We have to have agreement on both parties and then the nature of the complaint also. They're really geared, as you mentioned, towards complaints that are procedural in nature, you know, oftentimes, I mean, or courtesy sometimes, of course. So I think it's a matter of part of it is just trying to change the mindset of law enforcement in general, and part of that is just making sure that the program remains in the front of the minds of chiefs as an option, because I think when it's the right kind of incident, it can be extremely successful and helpful in building.
Is it like the kind of thing where you say, listen, this is either going to go to internal affairs or we're going to go here and have a resolution there and then we're going to not look at it on this side?
It really depends on the case, Chair Stoddard. It just really depends. But
that's the dilemma.
Yeah.
At a process.
process it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the facts of the case kind of delineate or dictate how you can approach it, different options you have. Every case is different. So.
Can I?
Yeah, please, Ali.
I know that some departments have been able to do that. They've been able to opt for, and it's a much shorter process, and it saves them money, right, to not go through the whole IA process. And my experience has been, and I don't know if Joyce would agree, that most officers kind of go in with trepidation, but those who have participated have positive things to say. But it's like anything else, you know, that you have to learn through experience. I think even an officer telling another one, this was great, doesn't often convince the next one that it will be great for them too. But for those who have participated, we've had good response. And just to give a little context, this program started after Sheriff Corona's, you know, downfall, indictment, et cetera. And the commission was asked to actually be oversight for the Sheriff's Department. And we sort of politely declined that opportunity and offered this as an alternative, which was funded. And then the county at the time went ahead and created its own Office of Independent Review and has since also dismantled the Office of Independent Review. But that's how this started, was concern for, you know, what may be happening in the Sheriff's Department many years ago.
That's interesting history. I didn't know that's how it evolved.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I don't know if it's possible, but boy, it would be great to bring in an officer and a citizen, who went through the program to come tell their story at this commission.
I agree.
I don't know if we can find that, or if they need to come in individually, but it would be really helpful.
I would be like that.
But if each grew from the experience and came out better for it, I'd really like to hear that.
Well, my favorite story is from one of the first years, and a woman came in and said, what I said earlier, that was her quote, is, I know why I got the ticket, I just don't know why I got treated that way. And before I finish telling you the story, I'll tell you, this is not a typical story, but it's a great story. The officer came in and said, well, that morning, my wife threw all my belongings out on the front lawn. We had a major
wedding.
I had to leave all those things there because I had to go to work, and you're right, I was not in the best place that day.
Story.
You know, she immediately was like, oh, well, you know, so sorry. My issue, I guess, wasn't that big of a deal. And they came quickly to an understanding. If only they were
just like my wife.
If only they were all that easy. But I thought, man, you know, you won't get two of those, but it is a great story.
Yeah.
But there are often, the thread you do find is like, okay, now that you share this with me, I understand why you did what you did, or now that I hear it from your perspective, you know, I apologize if that was revealed.
So many things that you could always hear from somebody else's perspective.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Ali, very much for all your hard work and support. And again, just for the record, Joyce, thank you for doing three jobs at once. So we really appreciate your dedication and hard work.
Okay, item number 10, OCSD Interfaith Council update.
So I explained last time we had a farewell to Sheriff Hutchins, which was really powerful and meaningful. So many clergy there. This is an interfaith group that the sheriff started 3 years ago, maybe, with Orange County Human Relations Commission. This really came out of Ferguson, and then Irvine and the Sheriff's Department, along with Core AME Church and Reverend Whitlock, did a march of solidarity. Mm-hmm. And then later that afternoon, after the march, there was a discussion between law enforcement and the community. It was very real, very passionate, very respectful, but nothing unturned. I mean, people were really sharing their hearts. And so the sheriff said, I would have started regular dialogue, particularly since there's no crisis in Orange County. Let's do it from a position of strength and not a position of crisis. And what it's turned out to be is she and now Sheriff Barnes have every other month these meetings with the clergy of Orange County, and we usually learn about a law enforcement issue or a community issue, from drug addiction to homelessness. We've been to the coroner's office, we've been to the police academy, it's at a different location every time.
And in addition to that, this is a committee that the sheriff could call together in 24 hours. God forbid there was a crisis in which, and I think I shared the story that at the press conference in Irvine after the synagogue was vandalized, I was talking with the sheriff, and she said, this is why relationships matter, right, for moments like this. So very, very powerful statement. Anyway, our next executive committee meeting is in January to determine the schedules for the rest of the year. So again, the meetings of the council would be open to any commissioner, and I'll be happy to give you those dates once I have them, because I think it's really important for you to at least come once and see what's taking place and how powerful it is that Orange County Human Relations Commission has created a community in this way.
Okay, next item is announcements from commissioners.
Carrie, do you want to make the announcement?
I was set to make what I thought was an important and significant announcement today about our Goodwill Project recipient, but some new information has come to light, I'm going to postpone it.
Okay.
Until our next meeting.
Excellent. Okay. Other comments?
Sure, I have a couple to share. This is probably already... Alison, you probably are one of the panelists on this.
Yes.
So, on the council. This is Assemblywoman Sharon Burke Silva, who is facilitating or bringing the different faith communities to address exactly what our mission is to tackle hate crimes or to educate ourselves and all that. So, there's going to be a panel of folks on this. I just want to bring it to the attention.
So can I just make a comment and this looks like a great program, and I might even go to this program, but just because the council's participating doesn't necessarily mean that it's a commission program.
Yes.
Okay.
So I appreciate that. Thank you. So I just want to bring this, I'm going to go to this, but for anyone else that wants to participate to this thing. The other item that I have, which I'm going to, because I'm in the city of Buena Park, I live there. We'll be attending this annual breakfast trail thing, and the start of the new thing for the new council people coming in and all that. So I was just wondering, as commissioners representing different districts, the district forums which I am part of, and I'm full of it and all that, what is the mandate, or is there a requirement, or can we proactively go meet with these mayors and the city managers and get a feel for what is going on in those individual cities? Perhaps you folks are doing it, Joyce and your team and the council perhaps, but from our standpoint as commissioners represented, you're getting to know, getting a feel for it, so there's more engagement.
So we had a long discussion, it's either October or September, about the role of commissioners, and this might actually be an interesting dialogue conversation too. There's certain expectations. The only expectation for a commissioner right now is to show up at a certain percentage of meetings a year. That is literally the only requirement. And it seems we're missing the boat if we don't require more. And so September, October, I don't remember, it was suggested that we reach out to our people, if you will, the people with whom you're all connectors who sit around this table in one form or another, whether it's UCI, whether it's Buena Park, whether it's the northern part of the county, whether it's the Vietnamese community, whatever it might be, to reach out and tell them about the commission. So, for sure, if you have a relationship with a mayor or city council person, the chief of police, a city manager, the chancellor at the university, and you're in a meeting, you say, by the way, I'm also a commissioner on the Orange County Human Relations Commissioner. Here are the three things we do, and we have many programs under those three subheadings, and we are at your service as a county commission in these particular ways. That, in fact, we all sort of verbally committed to doing five of those during the year. So just in your places and in your connections, whether it's the Lincoln level, whether it's the police department, wherever it is,
just absolutely do that. So yes, 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 you are deputized.
Absolutely. Can you advance or
something? The gun.
I think I'll
talk to the chief.
The chief.
It's a squirt gun. It's okay. Oh.
Yeah. I'd just like to bring up the one thing we have been doing that's interesting and fun is to go out and present an award to certain cities and so forth for their involvement in our work. I went to, for instance, the Newport Beach City Council and presented them with a plaque. And we run into that.
Well, so the council is doing that, the nonprofit is doing that, and there were issues surrounding whether the commission was presenting the hate crime report at the same time that the council was thanking them for paying dues to the council.
That's right. That's
so that's a little bit complicated, and part of the change that happened over the last year and a half or 2 years is because the Board of Supervisors felt strongly that there be a much clearer delineation between the nonprofit and the commission. And so the discussion went that we were going to table that, and that's how we came up with, so use your own resources to go out and talk about the commission. And if somebody gets confused between the commission and the council, well, then that's on them. It's not because of what we presented, sort of in a way that would be confusing, if that makes any sense. It's only taken me 7 years to figure this out. But.
I was going to say it made sense to me, which maybe says something bad about me that I understood it.
Just that you've been here a long time. Any other questions, comments?
No. Okay. Next item is if there's any additional topics for upcoming meetings to be agendized.
Joyce and Allie, you'll look into seeing if you can find somebody from the police reconciliation program.
We made a note, and I don't know if this is possible, but on this agenda building item, since we have a couple months to add to the calendar that you mentioned, the events calendar, I wonder if we can put in the future under agenda building, can we put agenda building and then put something like in a call for any events for the next
just
so we have it in
the front of our minds.
Good
idea. Okay.
Adjournment.
Seeing nothing else, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your time, effort, and welcome to Addie. We're really glad you're here.
Thank you.
And looking forward to working with you.